Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, Brian on the Jets. And Brian, the calls all morning long, and I guess there were calls yesterday during Mike's show about the decision to have Sam Darnold play. And, you know, my take is, you know, the doctors who are calling in and saying, oh, it's very, very bad, it's very dangerous, haven't really examined Sam Darnold, and that the Jets people have, and they did the MRIs. You hope they do their due diligence and that they wouldn't put him in a situation where there is some kind of peril. Would you agree?
Yeah, I mean, here's my thing. Sam Darnold is more important and more valuable to the New York Jets than to any callers, any Jets fans, they're not going to put him in harm's way. There are people there who are taking the long view on this, and that's why he didn't play last week. You know, I mean, they were getting him ready to play last week, and then the doctor said, no, he can't do it. You know, the doctors have cleared him, and all along, I think they were kind of pointing to that Philly game. They thought he would be cleared by then. During the bye week, you know, the Jets cut David Fales. That was a sign. They only went down to Darnold and Falk on the roster. They thought Darnold was going to play. That's what the doctors were indicating. And then, that Thursday before the Eagles game, the doctor said, no, he can't go. So this week, they say, you know, you have to trust the doctors. They're not going to put him in harm's way. And the other thing, Richard, I have a story that will be in the Post on Sunday about what he's wearing tomorrow to play. And I went to the warehouse where they built this in New Jersey, where they built, he is going to be well protected under his uniform. He's basically encased in like foam and plastic around his entire torso. It goes 360 degrees around the body, where usually those rib guards kind of go on your back and on your sides. This goes all the way around his body. The company is X-Tech in New Jersey, that they make shoulder pads, and they built this, you know, custom made for Sam. They've been working on it for 3 weeks with him. He will be safe in the game tomorrow.
Well, and, you know, this may sound crass, but is he going to be comfortable in this? I mean, is this going to be like a suit of armor where his movement's restricted?
It weighs about 2 pounds. Wow. So it's going to add about 2 pounds to him. He said he's felt fine. He hasn't felt restricted at all. You know, that's what these guys do at X-Tech, is they design stuff to be safe and also be effective, and he's able to move. It shouldn't restrict him at all. It's really just a kind of, you know, just around his midsection. And he said he's going to wear it all year, you know, because it doesn't restrict him at all. And just to be, you know, super cautious about his spleen and getting hit and everything, you know, he should be fine.
Absolutely, as they should be. Now, I made a mention on my Facebook page that Adam Gase's honeymoon is shorter than one of Pamela Anderson's. I mean, it seems that fans are like, oh, this guy's supposed to be this great quarterback guru and this great offensive genius. And, I mean, I wonder if they see that they were down to their third and fourth quarterback and that their receivers are crippled and all the other stuff. I mean, how would you rate what Adam Gase has done so far with the limited potential that he's got with the players?
I think it's an incomplete, you know, because I don't know how to rate him. Because, like you said, you know, with Luke Falk, his hands are tied behind his back. You know, the offensive line has not been good. I don't know if you want to put that on Gase or just say this offensive line isn't very good. They don't have very good players there. He has to figure that out, though, because this is the players they're going to have for the rest of the season. So that's an area where he's got to come up with some answers and get this thing going. But I don't think you can judge Gase on the last 3 weeks. I think, you know, starting tomorrow is really, you know, and if you want to include week one against Buffalo, he's got his quarterback. You know, this is really where you want to judge him on. And I know people point to other teams and say, oh, look what the Panthers are doing with Kyle Allen, or the Jaguars with Gardner Minshew. Those guys are backup quarterbacks. You know, Pittsburgh is now down to their third quarterback, but when you get to the third quarterback, that is very difficult to do, and especially on a team like the Jets that doesn't have any depth. This is a team that won 4 games last year, has won 14 games over the last 3 years. This is not a, you know, deep football team. So when that happens, it just everything kind of falls apart.
Yeah, and the other thing, and why whatever happens this season, you're going to have to give it a bye almost, is that, you know, Joe Douglas was hired late after the draft, after free agency and everything else. So these guys aren't necessarily his choice, and he's his players.
Yeah, it's really, you know, they're in a weird spot because of Christopher Johnson's decision to fire Mike Maccagnan in May rather than fire him at the end of last season. You know, they let Maccagnan spend $122 million guaranteed in March, which sent a signal to everyone, okay, the Jets are going for it in 2019, you know? And then I think, you know, Joe Douglas gets here and looks at it and goes, this is not a team that can contend in 2019. I wonder if Joe Douglas had been hired in January, would his take have been like, let's tear this down and start all over again, like a lot of GMs do? But, you know, they're kind of in the middle right now because of firing Mike Maccagnan in May.
Yeah. So they're in that kind of spot. Now, okay, Darnold is coming back, and that is a clear upgraded quarterback. But is that enough? I mean, it's a big help, but is it enough to turn the team around, so to speak?
Yeah, I think – I don't know if it's enough to turn it around in terms of, like, all of a sudden being looking like a playoff contender or something like that. I don't think that's going to happen. What I would say is that I think, you know, Mike said it on his show last week after the Eagles game was – they don't look like an NFL team against the Eagles and the Patriots. They look like they're offensively, they didn't look like they belonged in the league. They will look like they belong again. They may not be a good NFL team, but they will look like an NFL team again. I expect them to go out there and, you know, be able to score touchdowns again and move the ball and get first downs and convert third downs, things that they haven't been able to do for the last few weeks.
Yeah, and I just have the schedule in front of me, and you know, I'm looking at Miami as maybe the first win on November 3rd, as I said a while ago. And then you've got at Washington, another struggling team. But other than those games, I think they're going to be hard-pressed to win.
I don't agree with that. I think, you know, I think the next 2 weeks are very tough with Dallas and the Patriots. I don't know what the Jaguars are. You know, I don't think they're great. So, and then the Giants, they play the Giants. No offense to Giants fans, they played well the other night, but they're not a great team. They've got the Bengals, who are another winless team. They've got the Raiders. I'm not convinced that they're great. They have the Steelers in Week 16. Who knows what the Steelers are going to look like at that point? You know, so they got the Dolphins twice. So there's winnable games on the schedule. I think, you know, I thought they'd be 8-8 at the beginning of the year. I think that's not going to happen now. But I think 6 or 7 wins are possible with this team.
Seven, wow.
that's the ceiling, Richard. That's like if everything they start rolling, you know. But I think a 6-10 season is probably realistic.
Yeah, well, that offensive line has got to get a lot better, and you're right. Whether it's the talent, whether it's the coaching, whether it's they haven't played enough together, whatever it is, if that offensive line doesn't block for Le'Veon Bell, as great as he is, he's not going to do anything, and Darnold can't do much if he doesn't get protection.
Yeah, no, that is. The story right now, to me, is the offensive line. Now that Darnold is back, it's how do the Jets fix this offensive line? Because you watch it, and they're making just silly little mistakes that, like, it's not that complicated. You know, I thought the Patriots did some things that was complex, but the Eagles just kind of rushed them last week, and there were things like you could watch the film and see, like, a play with Brian Winters in the beginning of the game where he had Brandon Graham against him, and clearly they gave him help from the inside with Khalil, so all he had to do was kind of force Graham inside and he would have been double-teamed, and instead Winters got beat to the outside, and it was a sack. Kelvin Beachum, the same thing later in the game. He had help on the outside from Le'Veon Bell. All he has to do is not get beat on the inside, and he gets beat on the inside. So it's like just this little stuff right now that they have to clean up. And, you know, they are learning a new offensive system, so I think that's some of it in the run game, some of the struggles, but you know, it's October now. There's no more, they haven't worked together. They're learning. They got to figure it out now and get this thing fixed.
Absolutely. Okay, Brian, thank you. We'll talk to you again next weekend.
All right, Richard. Thanks for having me.
Oh, O'Reilly.
For a
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.